Dr. Owen Sinclair is one of our few Māori paediatricians. Today we're talking a little more about the sluggish rates of vaccination for flu, whooping cough, etc., as we're in the midst of these winter months. And really, our vaccination rates are way behind what were expected. Owen's with us for a kōrero on that front. Tēnā koe, Owen. Thanks very much for joining us on the program once again. Kia ora.
Yeah, tēnā koe, Dale. Always a pleasure to be here to have a kōrero. It's great. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, really, when we look at the stats, and I'm not quite sure what's behind it, but there have been some calls to get the Māori service providers, those who have contact with our communities on a day-to-day basis, are more involved in rolling out vaccinations for flu and the like. What's your position here, or some of your observations, please, Owen?
Yes, well, so the general recommendations of the National Immunisation Task Force, which I chaired, was to really use some of the lessons that we learned in COVID to improve the rates of our childhood immunisations. And so in COVID, we didn't limit the places where immunisations could occur. We became very creative. People were driving to car parks. People were doing all sorts of things. And it was incredibly successful. Unfortunately, with childhood immunisation, that's not the case. And there's a very limited number of places where you can take your child to be immunised. And then basically, it comes down to general practice. And that system has never worked for Māori in New Zealand. Not just for immunisation, just to broaden it slightly, and the statistics about general practice and Māori and inequities is a long one, and it's just a system that doesn't work well for Māori. And so the things that are wrong with it, the things that Māori find, well, everyone finds very hard to do, is that to get immunised is quite complex, so you have to register with a practice. You then have to have an address, you have to have stability, you have to be able to get there at a time that you make. And so with Māori, there are a large number of reasons why Māori find that difficult. So the populations that don't have the transport security, the financial security, the communication security, it just doesn't work, and it's never worked. And so The article talked at length about that we need to give tamariki Māori other places, other options that they can go, and they include having things like drop-in centres, or as we've done at Te Whatuoro Waitemata, we actually will offer all Māori who are born in our area an option for us to come to them to do that, and that's the approach we've taken, and it's an observation that it's never worked. Māori have significant issues for lots of reasons in accessing primary care, and we've seen other systems work really well, so that one of the solutions to raising those immunisation rates will be both to give more options at different places for where Māori can go, and ideally allowing Māori to decide themselves through things like Māori organisations about what are the best ways to achieve and lift those rates. And so that's the general thrust of both the National Immunisation Task Force referrals and what was discussed in the article.
Tēnā koe, I did speak with John Tamahiru. I speak regularly with him on Monday morning, and he mentioned to me that they've got drive-by clinics and pop-ups, that they're focusing there on children from 8 to 10 a.m. and then between 2 and 4, also night clinics between 4 and 8. You touched on the fact that we often have to make ourselves available when GP clinics are open, for instance. This is thinking outside the square a little and taking the kaupapa to the streets, literally. When you say that perhaps it's time to use them more regularly, this is Māori service providers, Māori health providers, that those who have responsibility at this stage are resistant to change. There could be some patch protection as well, as they don't want to lose income streams, etc. Could that be working behind the scenes as well as struggling to get our people to, as you say, have transport communication sovereignty in a position to always get to the clinics when they're open rather than taking the clinics to the people, so to speak?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I have a lot to do with Te Whanau Waikareira with John's work and sort of work with him very closely. And they are really are a model that we could follow, so a Māori organisation. But I think it's more, I think patch protection definitely is part of it, whereby the system has been driven and evolved in a Pākehā model, and the vision is still that all children go to a GP and get it done. But and I think patch protection is part of it, and money's part of it. But it's also, I think it's also a lack of vision, and a lack of really understanding what the issues are, and that's always been the case. And there's also, you know, it's more than just patch protection. It's this it's this really ingrained rigidity. Even when you can see what happened in the COVID vaccine, of how the methods that we used, that people are still very reluctant to change, and it's this real inertia in the system. And you know, the and I think one of the other thing that's really important, is that in the patch prediction approach, is if when you're trying to do equity and you're trying to do it, that everyone thinks that the only way to do it is to give money to... So for example, everyone agrees Māori need more services per se, but actually giving the pūtea to that way is very hard. And so the problem that is really hard in the system is taking those resources away from people who don't need it as much. And that's the real kicker in the system. That's the thing that always stuffs everything up. And that to create equity, you don't just have to give the people who are suffering the inequity more. You have to give the people who are not suffering the inequity less. And that's the part of the puzzle we haven't solved yet. And it's one of the core reasons about why we're not really addressing inequities in anything, including immunisation, is that there's no real political will to do that other side of it. And there's a significant resistance. And so that what it boils down to is that people know that the inequities are there. They know that they are addressed, but they don't do anything about it, which I find is the hardest thing to take for Māori inequities, and it's the basis of the I find that very hard. I find that concept very hard, that people know that there's a problem there. They talk a lot about it, and then they don't actually do anything about it, and it makes me very frustrated and angry at times. But I put that to a side and then try to be positive and try to work with organisations like John's organisation to try and help our people to improve everything. So, yeah.
Te nākue. Thanks, Owen. Obviously, during COVID, we had nurses and community workers providing the jabs. When we come to the vaccination for other threats, should that be any different?
No, it shouldn't. And again, there's this real resistance to... So childhood immunisations are completely safe. There's no difference in giving a childhood immunisation to, let's say, a child. So the first one's 6 weeks old, and a child who is, let's say, a 14-year-old. It's actually, the process is just the same. But there's this systemic, we made significant recommendations in the immunisation task force that we should completely broaden the workforce who can do it. But again, there's this real resistance within the organisation to allow people to, there's this quite complex and quite arduous authorisation process to be able to give an immunisation to a younger child. But it doesn't make any sense, but people have had this ingrained process that, you know, this is the way we've always done it. And I say to them, but the way we've always done it isn't working. And we've now got immunisation rates that are as low as they possibly can be. We can't just keep on doing the same thing. But there's just this ingrained sort of inertia in the system, and this lack of vision and this lack of focusing on outputs, because the system works well. I mean, that system works really well for Pākehā and Asian, but it's dire for Māori. But people just won't change. So I get a little bit angry about it, but I have to pull myself back, because that doesn't actually... when I'm talking to people, it doesn't actually, if you get too angry with them, it sort of ingrains their bias rather than actually working with them. But I do find it hard sometimes when I'm talking about that to them.